This is St. Louis Public Radio. St. Louis's new professional football team will play its first home game this weekend at the Dome at America Center. The St. Louis Battlehawks are part of the new XFL. They are the first pro squad in the Dome since the Rams bolted back to Los Angeles. As St. Louis Public Radio's Wayne Pratt reports, grassroots support for the new team and league started building well before the Battlehawks played their first game.
Some St. Louis sports history was made in Dallas a couple of Sundays ago.
Breaks through, and Keith Ford takes it into the end zone. A 16-yard touchdown run to give St. Louis.
The Battlehawks' first ever touchdown marks a new era of professional football in the region. The St. Louis Battlehawks split their first two games on the road. Now they are coming home to the Dome. And team president Kurt Hunzinger can't wait. He's the person in charge of selling football in a city that has lost two professional franchises, the Cardinals in 1988 and the Rams in 2015.
Obviously, we're cognizant of St. Louis's pro football past, and that was exactly why immediately we didn't even want to dwell on it. You don't want to pick the scab. You don't want to itch the scar tissue.
Many of those wounds came from Rams owner Stan Kroenke as he was moving the team back to California. In the relocation application to the NFL, he wrote, quote, "Compared to all other cities, St. Louis is struggling." He added, the city lags in economic drivers to support a pro football team. Hunzinger looks at St. Louis and sees potential for his XFL squad.
St. Louis is an awesome sports town. What we're hoping to promote and showcase in the community has an active role in this is it is an unbelievable football town. And the past is the past. We're wanting them to come out and help build our future.
That approach is paying off with some football diehards. The team says Sunday's game at the Dome against New York is on its way to becoming a sellout, although the XFL is only using the lower portion of the stadium. Lois Linton will be in that crowd Sunday. She was among the roughly 300 diehards who recently gathered at the Anheuser-Busch Beer Garden to learn more about the team and talk football.
Well, I love football. I'm a football fanatic, have been all my life. My aunt told me years ago it's just in our blood.
Linton lives in the Metro East and has been dubbed Mother Hawk by fellow fans. The 76-year-old went to Rams and Cardinals games years ago and is thrilled to have any form of pro football back in St. Louis.
It's fantastic. That's my primary form of entertainment. And I like to be there in the Dome. You can't replace it by watching it on TV.
The local connection extends to the field. Three players on the roster grew up in the region, including Florissant native Brian Folkerts. Speaking at the old Rams practice facility where the Battlehawks now work out, Folkerts says he grew up a Rams fan and was on the team when it moved to L.A. That gives him a clear understanding of how big the XFL could be for football fans in the region.
I think St. Louis has been missing part of its soul since the Rams left, and if we can come back and kind of help fill that void, it'd be nice.
Even though there has not been a home game yet, fans have already come up with a team battle cry, which echoed around the Post Sports Bar and Grill in Creve Coeur last Sunday while the Battlehawks game was on television.
Caw-caw! Caw-caw!
Caw-caw!
Caw-caw!
Caw-caw! Because the call is law.
And fans are hoping that law will be in place for a while so they will be able to keep cheering on professional football in St. Louis for years to come. I'm Wayne Pratt, St. Louis Public Radio.
St. Louis Public Radio's Kayla Drake contributed to this report.